Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Michael E. Cullen II, and with me as always is...
This Sesame, the Incredible Encarta.
The Incredible Encarta. The Incredible Edible Encarta.
Yeah.
Are you edible?
I mean, technically, I'm made of meat, so yeah, I guess so. I mean, if like a bear attacked and ate me, yeah. So I guess I'm edible.
Or, you know, a cannibal.
Yeah, I mean, it was an animal would be better because, you know, it's going off of nature and instinct and not fetish or whatever. But
not like Jeffrey Dahmer or something.
No, or that cop in Germany who actually paid someone to kill and eat the person, and the person was like, "Yeah, sure, that's fine," and then so he killed him and ate him.
Okay, that's kind of fucked up.
A real story. It's a real story.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying that's fucked up.
Or you
could be somebody that's into. Into cannibalism, like Army Hammer.
Oh, right. Or cannabis-ilism, where I'm like an edible, like a really big one now.
So it brings it back to the edible aspect.
Yeah. Cannabis-ilism.
Okay, so if we haven't scared you away, folks, today on the show... We are covering episode 4 of She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, the Marvel Disney Plus television series. Episode 4 is entitled, Is This Not Real Magic? Directed by Kat Coiro and written by Melissa Hunter. Originally aired on September 8th of 2022. So... Sesame, initial thoughts here.
kind of mixed. I watched it twice. I watched a bunch of theory videos. I did like it better the second time around than the first, but I'm still kind of, I don't know. We'll get into it more of why I feel kind of mixed about it, but as always, I like the fourth wall breaking and all that cool stuff, and you know, Wong's kind of dry sense of humor and sort of literalist views of like the world and stuff like that. You know, always fun to watch that. So that's my sort of like very basic reaction.
I found this episode very fun. I thought it was the most sitcom-y of all the episodes so far. Maybe it's because we're kind of settled in this world.
Yeah.
And we know our protagonist now, and it was very, very sitcom-y, which I can see why some people don't like that, but I like it. It was fun. And we had the introduction of the greatest character in the history of the MCU. Madison with two N's and a Y, but it's not where you think it is.
Yeah, it's not what you're thinking it. Yeah, Madison, I think, is gonna become like a meme now forever. It'd be really cool if they actually made her like a recurring character, kind of like oh shoot, what's her name? Darcy from someone like that, kind of. Even though it seems like she's almost had more airtime
Yeah, I
than
mean
no.
it would be it's funny. I mean, honestly, I want to see a Madison and Wong sitcom.
Yeah, where they're just
Like
he's just trying to watch.
maybe they're just going around solving like mystic crimes together. And she doesn't really help at all. She's just there as moral
Well, she's
support.
there for like emotional support and almost being kind of like a like a real world anchor for Juan, who's so like neck deep in the mystic arts. You gotta have like your drinker girl to kind of sort of like put things into perspective a little bit. Like, oh, this is how like a lot of people actually act and feel about things. Takes you a little bit out of space, and into the real world. Like, oh, this woman wants to try yak milk for some reason. Okay,
She's
I guess.
adventurous. She's adventurous.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, I mean,
And she's
I don't think.
she's played by actress Patty Guggenheim. Who was in the movie Florida Girls, was in the TV show Mr. Mayor. She's done a lot, and she was in Modern Family, Splitting Up Together, just different, like, looks like a lot of guest appearances on TV shows. So yeah, hopefully she comes back. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I that's yeah, I would really want to see her as like a semi recurring character throughout like the movies and shows, stuff like that,
Yeah,
especially
like I said, maybe her and Wongers can be a couple.
well, he's a good but the thing is, it's like I think she would have to be almost at this point, because she, has gone through all these different dimensions now. Even though she's like portrayed as like oh, a drunk chick, or whatever, but like she's probably been to more dimensions than even some of like the main students at Kamertage. Like, so, well, I'm not joking. I'm
No, I know.
serious. Like,
It'd be. I was just thinking. As you said that, I said it'd be funny if she ends up becoming like a magician of the mystic arts or something, you know?
yeah, because I'm saying, like, because the fact that she's been exposed to this stuff now, it's like, what I mean? Like, it's, I don't know how to explain it. Like, anyways, we'll get into that later on, but like.
So, yeah, I liked the episode. Anyways, what goes down in this episode here?
Quite a lot, actually. So we got the we got the little recap, and then there's this dude who's like just doing like parlor tricks at some like magician thing. People,
At the Magic Castle.
Yeah, the magic castle.
The magic ass wall.
Yeah, not the what? Not the magic. Wait, what?
In
I was like, did you say what I thought you said?
Arrested Development,
Oh.
when Job is performing at the magic castle, what's his name? David Cross's character, Tobias.
Bias,
says
yeah.
it and the way he says it, because of his mispronunciation of things, it comes out magic asshole.
Oh.
Instead of magic castle, and when he says it, it sounds like magic asshole.
Yeah, like kind of like the whole, yeah,
Yeah.
that running thing where like really he gets his license plates for a new star, but people think it's his anus tar instead,
Yeah.
like,
Yeah, so like
you
anytime I hear anybody talk about the Magic Castle, which is a real place,
Yeah.
I always hear Magic Asshole.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, so he and but in this place it's called the Mystic Castle in the show.
I know, I think they say Magic Castle.
Oh, they did. Oh, okay,
I
maybe.
thought so, or maybe they do say Mystic.
I don't know.
But if they
Maybe.
do, either way, I hear Mystic Asshole then.
Yeah. Well, he is kind of a mystic asshole, the character, because so he's doing these like boring, well, they wouldn't be boring to us, but the 616 universe has just become so accustomed to just reality breaking concepts that would like just drive us literally insane. Like we would just be living like all as mental patients, like permanent residences and psych wards because of like having half the world being immediately just deleted from existence and aliens trying to invade the earth and weird magical creature. I mean, just like you name it, like this world has been through like so much trauma, it like it's just like accepted as just normal. Like, oh yeah, there's a guy called Spider-Man who's got spider powers, and yeah, there's a guy named Doctor Strange who is a sorcerer, and we know this about him because we know that he's the reason why half the world disappeared for 5 years. This is just regular common knowledge, and we even have a podcast by Ant-Man who just tells people
What happened?
all the secret information. So to them, having a guy shoot some flames through his hands is like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, and
Like it's
by the way, this character Donnie Blaze, this magician, he is played by Rhys Coiro, and if that last name sounds familiar, he is indeed the husband of the woman who directed this episode.
nepotism.
He's
Oh,
also an actor.
no.
He's a well-established actor though, so
No,
but
yeah, it was, I mean,
yeah.
yeah, it was a perfect role for him to play that kind of character. I couldn't really imagine someone else playing this type of like douchebaggery. Like, so he's shooting like some fire out of his hands. No one's really caring. He's got his fake quote volunteer who's obviously in the audience supposed to, kind of pretend to be like some random audience member, but it's, clearly part of the act, And then we see he's like he kind of has like his hype man or his boss. He's like kind of
Well,
in the.
I don't. I think that Madison was actually a volunteer. I don't think it was set up.
Oh, she wasn't part of the gig. I thought she
No,
was.
I don't. No, she had no connection because, as we learn later on, other people he did this to, other women specifically, like he sent them random places,
Okay.
and I don't think any of them were volunteering to do that. I mean,
Oh,
I'm
okay.
not volunteering. They were volunteering to be in the act, but they
Oh,
weren't
gotcha.
that I but they weren't like his assistant or friend or anything. They were just random
Or
guests at
ran.
guests at the castle.
Right. So she like raises her hand and he and then his boss or his hype man or slash I think he's like the boss or owner of the castle or whatever. And then he's like, do the thing, do the thing. And we see that he's got one of those sling rings that only sorcerers, from Kamar-Taj, are allowed to have, and he's like creating a circle. And then she, goes through and stuff like that. And then we get into like Wong's like trying to watch The Sopranos and he's like getting everything like in order. Like he's got a cigar, he's got like some music playing and stuff like that. And,
Oh, it's the theme song.
oh, a theme song,
Yeah,
yeah. Dang,
he's watching the actual episode.
I never really watched Sopranos, so I didn't know. Like, and then like just as he sits down to watch the show, Madison with the two N's and Y and not where you think it is, just like plops down and she's got like a beating heart in her hand and then she drops it and he's like, what the hell is going on? And like, where did you come from? And she's like, Well, I was originally born in Fort Lauderdale, but my dad has a new family and they live in Phoenix, so sometimes I see them. It's like, what the
Wow.
He's like, no, like, where did you come from now? And he's like, oh, I got sent to a different dimension. Of course, she says
Yeah.
dimensions. And then just starts talking about how, she was like in like this fire land and all this kind of stuff. And he knows like what's going on. It was that he's like some cut rate magician send you, there, whatever. And then that's how we kind of start our story is like, basically it's because she ruined the Sopranos for him because she's like, oh, this is where they kill Adriana. It was so sad. Like that was like the clincher for him. He's like, all right, I'm gonna sue Donny Blaze because I got the Sopranos ruined for me.
Yeah,
Like so,
that's all he cared about. I mean,
that's like, well, it's literally,
I don't blame him. I mean, I would be pissed if somebody ruined a TV show I was trying to watch.
I mean, he was already
I mean,
pissed.
it ruined The Sopranos for me because I never really watched the show. I mean, I don't know if I ever planned to, but
Oh,
it's
okay.
still.
Okay. I mean, a show that's like
Yeah,
15
you
years.
can't really spoil something that's been off the air for like 10 years or whatever. So yeah.
It's been like almost like 16 years at this point,
Yeah.
but yeah. And then I just like that how he was already kind of mad to begin with, but that was like the clincher. It's like, all right, I'm gonna sue this guy now. It was interesting though because so like, a lot of the crybabies and incels in the quote unquote manosphere, super hyper masculine males who cry over comic book characters, because that's what peak masculinity means somehow in this in our universe. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. But anyway, so I love how they're just like trolling these so-called fans in every episode, and like they fall for the bait every single time, and they're
Yeah.
like, oh well, we got She-Hulk like twerking like she's some kind of like common whore or whatever, and it's like, dude, but aren't you the same people that complain about like the desexualization of female comic book characters? But
Exactly.
now you have a female comic book character who's not only a comic book
No.
character but live action. Yeah, and
The difference is here, okay, when a woman twerks, that's with her own power.
oh
What
yeah.
they want is like a skimpy clad woman who is basically like the sidekick or a part of a team that also involves, Batman or Iron Man or somebody. You know what I mean? They don't want her to be the strong, character with her own brain. That's their issue. They kind of
Right,
want
yeah.
like they want their Wonder Woman to be the person that's helping out Batman and Superman. They don't want Wonder Woman. That's why a lot of them too were kind of upset too, even though not as much, but like at the Gal Gadot Wonder Woman movies, they were like, oh, it's a strong female lead. That's why they were upset about Captain Marvel. That's why they're upset about Black Widow. That's why they're upset about Miss Marvel and Wanda and everything, they can't have a strong female lead who makes her own decisions.
Right,
That's
without
the,
being
yeah.
sarcastic about it or like,
Yeah.
the women's. Plus, it's a good grift. I mean, it makes a lot of money. Outrage culture makes a lot of money. A lot of these people probably don't even believe the things that they're saying, but they know it's a good way to
I
make
mean,
some bucks for at least a couple of years until they have to move on to a new
They
career
believe
job or
what they're
whatever.
saying just as much as I believe that Donald Trump really wanted to be president.
Yeah, I mean,
You
so
know,
it's something like
it's
that.
like, yeah.
So they trolled the show last week about that by having all these guys like, oh, so now we have to have like a female superhero and all this kind of stuff. Literally just quoting stuff that other people have said on the internet. And then you have these people re-quoting themselves from the TV show saying like, oh, they're making fun of us. Like, no, they're literally just quoting what you're like. One of your quotes might actually be one of the things that's actually in the line that you don't even realize because you wrote it like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I
Like,
mean,
and then like,
if looking in the mirror is making fun of you, then yeah, they're making fun of you.
yeah,
You
exactly. Yeah.
know?
So they trolled it again, though, this time saying like, oh yeah, Wong's, so finally after that whole thing with Wong, finally we get the Jen, because, you know,
yeah,
forgetting this, the show is called She-Hulk, not Long Hulk, or like it's her show. So then she's like in her kitchen and she's wearing like a suit that's like way too big for her because she's gonna, you know, transform into She-Hulk form. And she's like, oh, I, you know, you probably noticed that Juan is back. You know, everybody loves Juan. That should probably give us Twitter armor for the next week, you know, basically saying, you know, like, because, like, all right, well, at least Juan's here and he's a man. So maybe, you know, the women characters and actors won't be getting active death and or rape threats, you know, for the week, because, you know, at least there was a man to sort of. Then again, he's an Asian man, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I'm sure. Like, I'm sure there's some people out there that don't like him because of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so
they're probably upset that he's the master of the mystic arts and not Doctor Strange or some other, you know, white cis male. You know. So
yeah. So he's a man, so he's got a little bump up there. But then since he's Asian, there might be. I'm not saying this for myself. I'm just going.
Yeah, no, I know.
Of these kind of people. And I know that we like to talk. The thing is, though, is like, so, like, I apologize a lot for, quote, making the show political. But the reality is that all art is inherently political in nature. If you live in a society, and you just can't escape it no matter what. So, like,
and
just deal with it. Like, it's
reality. And the fact that almost anything in the world can be political, it's, and it, you know, like, but the thing is, it's like somehow human rights and acceptance have become a political issue, you know, or like the acceptance of the fact that there's a female character or there's a gay character or there's a trans character or a Asian character or what have you, you know, it's like somehow that's become politicized when it really should just be that, hey, this guy, girl, you know, person is there, you know what I mean? It's not like that we have to somehow be offended by it or think that there's an agenda when they're just writing a character and having representation. Representation is not, should not be political.
But it is, because that means you have to take, anyway, but She-Hulk too has obviously been around for like 40 years.
Yeah.
So it's like not a new character at all. And, I mean, think about it. Moon Knight is probably only 5 or 6 years older as far as the character in the comic books.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's not really a long time, you know, of a difference. And, but anyway, so they trolled them then. They trolled them again, you know, and of course, they're probably going to be melting down over this too. Like, oh, yeah, like that's what we're saying, is that, like, we just want to see Wong. It's like, well, kind of it is what you're saying, because every time She-Hulk appears, one thing you criticize the CGI. Okay, thing is, though, there's been numerous, you know, no one reads. That's the problem right there. Nobody reads past the headlines or even the headlines. There's been numerous articles already out there that talk about how Marvel is becoming or has already been an extremely brutal studio that just wants maximum output and as efficiently and as quickly as possible, and is overworking their graphics artist team or anyone who's involved.
I mean, it's happening. I mean, not just Marvel, but all over Hollywood, unfortunately.
Well, yeah.
With any kind of genre pictures.
Yeah. So to rush out as much, you know, output as possible. And then, of course, you know, what's going to happen is that the quality is going to become poor as a result of that, you know? So it's like,
but honestly, I don't think it's that bad at all. I think it's pretty good, honestly, because, I mean, it's definitely leaps and bounds above some of the characters that I saw in The Flash or Arrow or other things that they did with CGI.
Well, yeah, but
it's a bigger budget, but also, I don't think it's the difference we have here is that, okay, a male character like the Hulk, when he's hulked out, looks more monster like. Yeah. So you don't fall into that uncanny valley like you do with She-Hulk, who looks more human in her facial makeup and everything. So, and women tend to have smoother skin than men, so you can create that depth and wrinkles and stuff like that on Mark Ruffalo, where you can't on She-Hulk, you know?
Right, yeah, totally.
Because it's just because I think she looks fine, honestly. I mean, I don't think there's anything. She looks like the comic book character. So.
Yeah, I know. I was just making the point of like, they're, blaming their whatever they're perceived, they don't like it, but like blaming it on like the show itself or whatever. It's like, no, it's like Marvel as the studio, as the capitalist company that it is just trying to maximize its
Well,
profits,
yeah.
working people. And when you do that, like it's just like for me, when I make my music, when I do my mashups or whatever, if someone was telling me like, all right, you're gonna have to work for like 15 hours straight and whatever you get done, that's done and we're putting it out there. Well, it might not be as good as if I
Yeah.
actually worked for 6 hours and then I took a day off and then, or whatever,
And
so.
honestly, they took they took the criticism that they got from the trailer and fixed it.
They made it a little bit better than it
Yeah,
was.
and I mean, I think a lot better, but also I don't think it's bad CGI at all. That's just my opinion. And I don't, but I also think that these people need to get paid a hell of a lot more and given more time and more people on their teams to do the work. It's like expecting, one guy to paint a house in an afternoon.
Yeah,
You
I
know?
mean, that's exactly what it is. And
Yeah,
so
it's,
it's
you
a
know.
sloppy job because he's got to get the whole house.
Yeah.
He can't just do part of it, so he's just got to do as quickly as he. Yeah, it's a perfect analogy. So anyway, so I love how this show is trolling these so-called fans, which I don't consider to be fans at all, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
You can be a fan and still not like something or disagree with something, but like when your only form of disagreement is woman bad, black guy bad, Asian bad, that's not really a criticism. Like that's just, you're a bigot. Like I'm sorry, but that's like, just own it. Like that's what you like. That's okay. That's fine. I mean, it's not fine, but that's what you believe in. So just
And I mean
say it, basically,
it's a form of fandom, but it's toxic fandom. And
Yeah.
it's usually the, I tend to, I mean it's the whole Abed from Community thing where I just like to like things. And I
Yeah.
mean there are things I don't like, but I'm not the type of person who's gonna, go online and rant about how horrible the Big Bang Theory is. I save that for our podcast. But
Right.
oh wait, sorry. No,
Exactly.
but
Like,
you
wait
know
a
what I
minute.
mean? I'm not but the thing is like I respect the Big Bang Theory and the people involved. I mean, the people are doing their job to the best of their ability for that show and what
Yeah.
it is. Excellent actors on that show and stuff like that. I'm not going to go online and attack Johnny Galecki or something, you know what I mean? Where these people will do that with the stars of with like Tatiana Maslany or the way that people did in the Star Wars fandom to oh shoot, what was her name? Now it's sad. The woman who played Rose Tico. But
Yeah.
yeah, they like or the way that even years before the internet they frickin' attacked Ahmed Best. I mean, people wrote him letters and did things to him that made him want to commit suicide.
Right, yeah.
It's like you can dislike a show, you can dislike a performance, but don't start attacking people personally. That's where I get upset. And don't think that there's some kind of agenda out there to like destroy your life through She-Hulk. If your life is destroyed by the fact that She-Hulk exists,
Right.
you have a
That's,
very interesting life, my friend.
your life like
Yeah.
sucks like bad.
I
Like,
mean,
yeah,
I
it
I've
really.
there's been things. I mean, I get upset like, oh, this show got canceled that I really liked. It upsets me for a day or two, but I go on with my life.
Yeah.
Or they kill off a character on a, I used to watch soap operas a lot. Like, oh, they killed off a character I really liked on the soap opera. I'd be upset for an afternoon or something, but it wouldn't even destroy that afternoon for me if I, that these people act like, you just killed their firstborn child or something, and you're just like,
Right. And plus, that character
be.
will return as like an identical cousin like
Oh
6 months.
but they're literally like, I saw a rant earlier today about talking about how bad the show is, and that the worst part is the vulgarity of the fact that they included Megan Thee Stallion in the show.
Oh, because she twerked for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, and but they're like, how can you include a vulgar woman like that? And I'm like, someone who's open about her sexuality is all of a sudden
But she
vulgar.
wasn't
Vulgar.
even
But I'm
before.
sure that these same people were probably completely fine with Andrew Dice Clay or something.
Well, yeah, because he's the anti-woke comedian. And plus,
Yeah.
too, let's be honest, all
Well,
these
he's
people are
not, and
probably
he's
just.
not at all, which is interesting.
Oh,
But no,
okay.
what I'm saying is like that character of Andrew Dice Clay, because Andrew Clay is not, or Andrew Rothstein or something like that is real, whatever his real name is, he's not like that at all. That was a character he created for the stage. But people got to the point where they realized they thought the character, it's like Archie Bunker, where they think
Oh,
like,
I got it. It was Archie
yeah.
Bunker thing.
But I mean,
Okay,
the
gotcha.
concept of that humor was he was basically making fun of people like that character. But
That's
then people,
hilarious.
but people didn't understand that. They thought that they looked at him as a hero.
Yeah, well, okay. And then, so that's interesting, yeah.
But when a woman like Megan Thee Stallion talks about sexuality openly in her music and stuff like that, somehow that's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty literal, I guess you could say that.
Yeah, but
Back in the day, songs used to have a little bit more subtlety, so I can understand that criticism of like, hey, like let's leave something to the imagination, I can understand that point of
Yeah,
view,
but the
but
same
like
type of people were saying the things about like, I know we're totally off topic here, but about like George Michael's "I Want Your Sex," which came out like 30 years ago. It's like, yeah, so.
Yeah, so it's, but whatever. She and being vulgar in the episode though, so it doesn't really,
Yeah.
track even. Like, it wasn't like she was talking about, her WAP in the, in the actual episode. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, and it's also she's appearing as herself in a TV show. She wasn't being vulgar at all, and she wasn't, like you said, performing that song in there. It's not like, it's like people being upset that there is a book available in the library or at a school because it has a bad word in it, but they don't understand the context of why that bad word is in the book. And then they decide that they're going to ban that book from the school.
Right.
And
It
it's not even being taught by the English teacher. It's just available for people to
there,
take out of the
yeah.
library.
I mean, it's like
Yeah.
I've been reading the Book of Mormon, for example, and there's some wild shit in there. I mean, so far, a prophet of the name of Nephi cut some dude's head off who was drunk and stole some brass plates from him. That's violence, right? That should
Yeah.
not be allowed in schools, libraries. I mean, we got beheadings and
And then we got the Bible where there's incest and
oh, I know the
rape
Bible's
and
probably
stuff
ten
all over
times
the
worse.
place. Yeah, I'm just saying, but they're fine with that
Yeah.
being in a library or in
Well,
a
of course.
classroom.
I mean,
Yeah.
yeah, so far the Book of Mormon makes the Bible, at least the Old Testament, look like a children's version of it. I mean,
Yeah.
but anyway, but yeah, it's
But yeah, but back to the show though.
we kind of got off topic here, but that's all right. And then,
Yeah. That's
that's
why
fine.
people listen to us, right?
It might be, well, a lot of the podcasts I listen to, like even Behind the Bastards, they'll go off on
Oh yeah.
tangents. So,
But
that's.
you want to know something though? Just letting you know that Woke Boy strikes again.
Right, woke boy strikes again. That's right. Because, yeah, we're being woke right now. So, woke boy came out.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Woke boy came out, not like.
Not,
Not
no, I
like,
not out of the closet, but
no, because we're
yeah.
not allowed to be that woke.
No. Well, I
Well,
mean, I gotta be honest. I'm not. So yeah. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So, back to the show. What happens next?
Let's see, yeah, she goes to work. She yeah, Juan's basically just like kind of like, it's almost like we're getting like, because you know, because I know that they're gonna bring in the mutants pretty soon. I don't know what they're gonna call them exactly or whatever, but like we're kind of getting into like the codification of like super people with super powers or whatever or abilities, and like we're beginning out getting out of like the sort of free for all wild wild west.
Plus the
Not the
plus Donnie Blaze's theme song sounded kind of similar to the X-Men animated series music.
Yeah, I was wondering about that when I heard that. So like, so I think because he the what Juan is saying to Jen is basically like, we need to set up like a thing of laws so like, you know, people just can't just like learn sorcery and then just like do what they want. Like there's needs to be like, and so it's like that's the first time we're hearing something like that from a sorcerer, because so far it's always been just sort of like a code of honor, or like you
But
just.
that's just woke shit. That's like metaphor for gun control.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It's sort of like if someone wants to learn sorcery, which is guns, and now they got to get like a license. Well, yeah, you do need that. It's always been the case. Anyway, it's never not been the case unless you're buying it illegally, which then, well, then you've committed a felony. So, like, I don't know what to tell you, but like, you know, but like, or a misdemeanor at the very least. I'm not sure, but I'm not a lawyer like She-Hulk is, so like. It's interesting because like you go back to like the like for example like the Sokovia Accords 2016. That's like the first time in the MCU. And we're not talking about the old X-Men movies that are not part of the MCU, at least not officially at this point, but like, and who knows, maybe they'll end up like retrofitting that into it. I don't know, do like time travel or something. But like, you know, so the MCU for like the first like 8 years was pretty much just like superheroes could just like do whatever they want, and then like kind of damage they do, they'll just have like the damage control just like clean up the mess. And even before that, it would just be independent contractors just cleaning up the messes from
And the
like all
damage
these
control
superheroes.
didn't even come into play until after the New York battle in
Exactly. So
Avengers
before that,
1.
it was
So,
just
yeah.
like you know, freaking the Vulture and his people like him were just cleaning up. You just imagine like the weird technology that they would find, like just lame. So it was such like a Wild West type of scenario where people were just getting used to the idea of like, oh, there's like people with like superpowers and like aliens and shit like that. And so then finally 2016 comes around with Captain America Civil War, which I call Avengers Part 3 personally, but whatever. And because that's really what it was Avengers called Captain America. Just Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness was really Scarlet Witch, the Multiverse of Madness. But that's academic. No matter. But so finally in 2016, we get the idea of like, oh, like these people should be put in check. They should actually sign an accord, not to be controlled by the world governments, but just to like, hey, like, you know, you guys got extraordinary abilities. You automatically have an advantage over the vast majority of the human population. It's not fair to them, and I agree with Tony on this part. It's not fair to them to just let you guys just run amok because they really can't defend themselves against you if any of you are to ever go rogue, or if you're gonna accidentally, you know, like destroy a whole bunch of, you know, buildings or accidentally kill people because you're fighting, you know, a greater evil. You know, there's other people's lives at stake than just like what you think in the moment is like the greater good. Like you should not be the one to decide that just because you have superpowers. And so like totally Team Tony on that. I think Captain America was complete just missing the boat like 100% on that aspect of it. Like, no, I fought the Nazis and the Nazis made Jews register as Jews. I'm like, yeah, you fucking moron. That's not the same thing. Jews, as far as I know, didn't have superpowers in Germany at the time. Like, so you're just making a total, like, analogy. It makes literally no sense. But anyway, but
People
that's me
never
being.
do that.
No.
No, I mean,
No.
like, you know, Gina Carano or anybody. No.
No. Why would they do that? But anyway, no. But so we finally. So I'm just sorry. I'm kind of just doing like a background. So we get that, and then we get Mordo and Doctor Strange, which is interesting. Came out in the same year as Captain America: Civil War did, about like 6 months later. And then we have Mordo in that movie, constantly talking about, that magic has a price, that it's not just like a free for all, that there's no consequences to your actions, etc. And then that's what turned him into like the villain arc of like, oh my God, like Doctor Strange literally just like used a time stone and just completely rewound time. And he's like, did you realize like what you did there? Like that's not gonna have any consequences whatsoever. There's no price to pay. Like, so then he turned villain arc and just like, oh, there's too many sorcerers in the world, so now I gotta take away everyone's power. And you would think like, oh, we're gonna get like a cool, and then like he doesn't show up at all in Doctor Strange 2 except as a different multiverse version of himself. And it's like, oh, okay, so I thought Mordo was gonna be like I don't know what happened with that, but because like they were setting him up to be like a villain and then they just dropped it. So I don't know if that was probably just to make way for to make a Scarlet Witch movie, but then call it Doctor Strange. And then circling back to Woke Boy Strikes Again, maybe that was an intentional move because people would be complaining about a Scarlet Witch movie because it's a woman. So they had to call it Doctor Strange in order to like sort of trick people into like thinking it was about a male character, but it didn't even work because even then people were still complaining about it being really about Scarlet Witch. So lesson learned, like don't try to pander, just like do what you want to do, But anyway, and then so now you got Wong basically echoing, all the stuff that's been talked about for the past like 6 years of like we need like actual like statutes. Like we can't just like have people just doing stuff, and a lot of that too probably has to do with him witnessing Steven constantly going rogue all the time. Like he's like this, for example, No Way Home. What a like such an irresponsible thing for him to do. Like, I mean, like arrogance and just irresponsibility of him to think like, oh, let's just completely wipe the memories of the entire world.
And he had to have Wong help him do that, which sucks because then that's weighing on Wong's conscience. If he remembers, I don't know how if I don't know who remembers anything or who doesn't. He
Well,
did
that's the
mention
thing is that.
that he had to do that in the previous episode. He talked about that.
Yes,
But
that's the thing. And I'm wondering if Wong actually knows about all of this, if he didn't forget somehow,
like
because.
does he still remember that Peter is Spider-Man?
And he's just like keeping a secret for him or something like
Yeah.
that. Or, because he mentioned that. And then, some people have theorized maybe since he's the Sorcerer Supreme, maybe that, like, by nature, you're sort of like privileged with certain information that just won't, because that's possible. That makes sense, So,
It's
like.
probably a better thing that Wong is the Sorcerer Supreme because he's not as impulsive as Steven. So yeah.
No, totally. It is better because I mean, come on, Dr. Strange. Steven has proven this time and time again. I mean, again, starting with No Way Home, and yeah, I know Peter fucked up the spell, but again, Peter's like a 17-year-old kid. Like you can't expect him to act
Who's not a sorcerer,
right.
so
You can't
it's
expect
like
him the whole. You can't expect him to appreciate, the subtleties of magic and like what could go wrong. Like that's the other thing, the other part of arrogance of Steven is that simultaneously he thinks he's the smartest person in the room, which feeds his ego, but he also wants other people to be as smart as him, and then he gets mad if they don't get him. It's like, well, you can't have it both ways. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't be like
Yeah,
the smartest
sadly,
guy.
I know people like that, which is kind of,
Me too, but
yeah.
it's very contradictory because it's like, well, you're desiring contradictory things. Like you want to be the smartest guy in the room, but also not the smartest guy in the room. How does that work? But anyway, so yeah,
B
sorry,
basically,
I'm like
you want to know everything, but you also want everybody else to know everything.
exactly. So it's very weird, but
Yeah.
so yeah, sorry, I kind of got off. So yeah, he's basically like telling her like his idea, like we need to do
Yeah.
these kind of things, and she's like, okay, well, like did you get anything? So basically, what we learn is from to kind of cut, circle back to all this is talk about She-Hulk here, not everything else under the sun.
Not
Doc, totally.
the rest of the MCU in the real world.
Well, it's because it's all, that's the point though, is that the MCU is meant to be like this long, like everything moves into the next story, so it's like
But that's what I like, though. I mean, I think that She-Hulk actually stands on its own, but it also is
it
connected.
does. Well, it is connecting, yeah, but it is a standalone. So anyway, so she's like, okay, well, this Donnie Blaze guy, so which we learn actually was trained in the mystic arts for like a whole week before he got kicked out because he wanted to have a party at Kamar-Taj, and he used his sling ring to portal his fraternity bro Kai Dog, and three kegs to have a party at Kamar-Taj. So then he was kicked out for that. What a bullshit thing too. Like, why would you? Like, it's not easy to even get accepted. I mean, with Steven, they made him wait outside for like a week to even get accepted into the house, and then, what I mean? Like, and you're gonna lose all that in a week because you want to have a party. Like, it just seems very weird. But like, and then obviously he stole one of their sling rings on his way out,
Do you
and
think
he's just
do you
been.
think that these guys in this in this frat hung out with Brett Kavanaugh and his guys that he talked about in his confirmation hearing?
Like, what was his name? Oh shoot. Oh yeah, what was, yeah, they had some really weird names, like,
So when they said Kai Dog, it kind of reminded me of that for some reason.
yeah, there was Kai Dog. No, like, yeah, he had some weird names, like Snitch, not Snitch. No, Snitch would be a bad thing. No, I, yes, it probably was actually one of them. And then, I mean, that would be if Brett Kavanaugh was like a college student in his like 40s, but like, it's possible, he's like fraternity bro, like, yeah man, I'm reliving my life, I want to harass and assault some more people, allegedly, sorry. And then gotta be careful, we are talking about a law show here. So so she's like, okay, well, like, this Donnie Blaze, did you get anything in writing? He's like, well, we pledge, to a higher power. And it's like, yeah, but did you get that in writing? And he's like, no. He's like, well,
Oh,
we can't really do anything.
Squee was the guy's name.
That's right, Squee. That was like Squee. And there was another guy named like Munchie or something. I don't
It
remember.
just popped in my head. I was like, Squee.
Like these like total like douchebag
Names,
nicknames. Like you could just see them. And like too, like when they talked about like going to like the UB40 concert, I'm like, I can already just smell the beer. Like, yeah, man. Like, what was that big song? Red wine. Like,
Red
yeah, man, we're
wine
drinking.
makes me feel so fine.
Yeah, we're drinking red wine to red wine, bro. And then like they get into a fist fight with some random dude. And like, it's the most douchebaggery thing you could think of. But like, and then now he's a Supreme Court justice, so that's cool. But anyway,
At
but that's a whole other thing. But
least he
so
isn't a
she's like,
sorcerer supreme court justice.
so. Supreme, yeah. See, maybe that's what they need to do. Is like, maybe that's the next step for the sorcerers. Because like I said, so like with the Sokovia Accords, we got that for like regular superheroes, and then we got introduced to 838 Universe Illuminati, which is a super secret team of superheroes who basically watch over the other superheroes to make sure that they're not going rogue, but they don't know that they're being watched over. So it's like a almost like an NSA type of like
Big Brother.
organization, you know what I mean, or whatever. So they make the important decisions of like, well, should we allow this conflict to go on, or should we stop these superheroes from going too far? And now we got one basically. So it's interesting because like we see this with everything, like with the internet, with everything, like everything starts off, or like when a new religion is founded, for example, or a political movement, everything starts off very free, chaotic. There's all kinds of ideas being circulated around. There's all kinds of like little organizations within organizations that start being formed. And then slowly, bit by bit, you see things start to codify and become centralized in order to basically make things function. I mean, that's just like an unfortunate part of life, whether you like it or not. Like, you need some form of organization and centralization of power just to get things done. Like, that's just an inevitability. You can't get around that, you know? And so like we're, you know, and I think that's interesting because now we're getting into the mutants and stuff. And I think, you know, again, I might be reading too much into this, but I think it is an intentional part of Marvel of them doing this because, you know, with the X-Men movies, it's all about how now they're taking it too far in the other direction where they want everyone who's got powers to register with the government, regardless if they're like part of any kind of superhero team or not. Just the mere fact that they have powers, they need to register. And so, like, you know, I mean, you know, get what I'm saying here? Like, so
I
I
mean,
think they are, yeah.
yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm sure this is setting up something. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't a throwaway, you know, conversation. So what ends up happening next in the episode then?
Yeah, so I'm like spending way too much time on that one scene.
Yeah.
So that was like literally one scene where he's talking to Jen inside of her office. All right,
Yeah. I mean, I'm
so
sure it
then
wasn't a throwaway scene, but it could be for all we know.
I'm like
I
throwing
doubt
way too
it.
much into it.
Yeah.
So what happens after that is she starts the dating profile. She
Yeah, she
uses
starts this thing
her
on this thing called Matcher, which is like a
Matcher, yeah.
probably their version of like Tinder. Yeah.
They probably couldn't have the rights to use
Well,
Tinder, but they
yeah.
did have a flame,
Yeah.
so you know, get it Tinder because of flame, you know,
Yeah.
and she uses her own like corporate lawyer photo as her
Yeah.
face her profile photo, and her friend Nikki or paralegal Nikki slash friend is like, no, we can't use your you know, we can't use your like corporate photo here. Like, what's your first date gonna be, a webinar or something like that?
Yeah,
And she's
she
like,
yeah, she ends up going on some a couple dates from that, or like one date.
was like this douchebag dude,
Who's not even paying attention to what she's saying.
and like he doesn't have a job or anything. He calls himself an entrepreneur, which is like a gag because like 99% of people who call themselves entrepreneurs just don't have a job and don't have any money,
I will
and
I mean
which is fine.
even if I was an entrepreneur, I would never call myself that.
Yeah, because it just
It's
sounds
like,
so douchebaggery.
yeah.
And
I mean,
like, plus too, like,
in some ways, I am an entrepreneur. You know, so are you, Matthew. We created a podcast network, and we,
I mean, yeah, I guess technically you could say that we are, but like,
yeah.
I just don't even
No,
think of
I would
it. But
never use that word.
yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, you're right, because we did build, you know, this up for the past 4 years, and
Yeah.
you know, got a website and several Facebook. Yeah, so I understand. But like, I love how he says TBD though, and she's like, "Well, what field?" He's like, "TBD." It's like, wait, you're an entrepreneur, but of nothing. So like, and he's checking out these other girls who walk by, looking at their asses and stuff, and
Yeah.
then kind of gives them like a side eye, like, really, dude? Like, you know, like.
Yeah, and then she's like talking, and she mentions that she's a she has superpowers, and he's totally like, "Oh yeah.
Like, yeah, I work downtown at the law. He's like, yeah, I know downtown. He's like, just literally.
Yeah.
And plus, too, someone said that he was actually on the same app swiping
While he
on
was, yeah, because
different.
I thought that's what he was doing.
And then, like, this scene, though, was so great. This scene had like more tension than any other part of the episode. Like, who's gonna pay for the bill? And it was like slow motion. Each person's like grabbing out their bag. Like, and then he just grabs out his car keys or whatever. He's like, "All right, thanks for the drinks." And she's like, "Yeah." Like,
In the early days of internet dating, I think I had a date almost like this,
oh, really?
with a girl who totally, like, we're at the coffee shop and she's totally not paying attention to anything I'm saying.
Wow.
I mean, I listened to her tell her story about her life, and then when she asked me like about me, I started telling her things, and I swear she was just like looking at the artwork on the wall at the coffee shop and stuff, and I'm just
Wow.
like, yeah. So I was like, yeah. And then we went to a movie afterwards, and it was like quite possibly the worst date I've ever been on. So
Wow.
yeah.
Yeah, some people just don't.
That's why I won't watch Cabin Fever anymore, because I went and saw that movie.
Oh, really? That's
Yeah.
fun. Yeah. Wow, that's a weird movie too, I think. And
Yeah.
I think I've seen it anyway. Yeah, so this douchebag leaves. Oh yeah, by the way, as he's leaving, he's already talking to someone about the date. He's like, yeah, she was about a six. It's like, wow, like it's like, dude, like, and not only that, like he was making fun of LA, which is where she lives, and like, oh, it's such a so full of fake people, and it's like, so are you saying she's fake? Like, and
It reminds me of the scene when on The Office they start the Michael Scott Paper Company, and Ryan's on the phone with his friend and he's like, she's like a Scranton 6 and a New York 5.
Oh yeah, I remember
Talking about
that.
Pam. It's just like
Yeah, I
or
remember.
something like that. I don't remember the numbers exactly, but that's what it's like,
That was
that's
hilarious. Yeah, I
so
do remember that
yeah.
actually. So, her days, basically suck, and then she, we get some, what happens? We do have a first. We have two. I think we have two court. Or is it just one court scene? I'm trying to remember now.
There was only one. Oh,
Was it
was it?
one court scene?
Yeah, because there was only the one court scene, and
Okay.
they're in the court, and we realize that, Donnie Blaze's lawyer is also a magician at one point. Yeah, and they need a witness, so Wong brings Madison with two N's and a Y. That's not where you think it is.
But not what you think.
to the courtroom, and she it was great. She like basically explains that, she was transported to some, fiery place with, a goat demon, which people are now saying that is Mephisto.
I mean, they've been oh, like, people have been crying Mephisto since WandaVision.
And people are now like saying, oh, this is definitive proof. And I'm like,
No, it's not.
until I see somebody walk on screen with a name tag on that says, hi, my name is Mephisto, I'm not gonna buy
Then,
it.
even then, though, we got rule out them being a
I'm
Skrull, or
sorry.
like we're gonna test your DNA, and we're gonna wait 3 weeks to get the results, so we're just gonna have to sit there and wait. And then, oh yes, defend the proof. It actually is Mephisto, and now you can go back to hell where you came from. And then finally, at this point, I think Marvel will just intentionally not have Mephisto just to
Keep
troll people
dropping
because.
hints. If I were them, I would drop hints towards Mephisto in everything I do,
Right.
and
And then not do
never reveal him.
Exactly. And there. And plus, they have
It would be like the greatest troll. It would be like it'd be like Andy Kaufman level, like fucking with people. You know what I mean?
yeah, it's just ridiculous. But like, and plus too, like a goat demon or a goat looking. I mean, how many dimensions did she go through? It could have been like another dimension where there.
We've seen other demons in MCU products,
Yeah.
and it's it could be anything. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, it could just be a demon from some, it could be the devil, it could be Mephisto, it could be, could be Donald Trump. I don't know who it is, I'm just saying.
Yeah. There could just be some low-level demon too, like she called Jake was the name. And then, but then the dude who owns the Mystic Castle said he knows Jake, so that's interesting. So did he also sell his soul to that same demon to
And
maybe
his name, the character's name is Cornelius P. Willows, which is a very ominous name.
It's a very unique name, yeah.
I think it'd be funny if he's Mephisto.
That would be interesting. It's revealed that this dude, who I've seen this guy like in a million things, but I don't know his name.
It's I'm gonna look up the actor, but yeah,
It's one of
what's
those
going on?
act, yeah.
But what's going on here?
Okay, so yeah, she's basically arguing, like, hey, like he's practicing like magic incorrectly, or whatever, because, like real magic exists, and they're like, oh, real magic, like scoffing, like what we do is real or whatever kind of thing. And then Yeah, Madison starts talking about like all the different dimensions she got sent through, and then she ends up, she's still got a drink in her hand she gives to the guard. She's like, you can finish it, I'm not sick or anything. And then she just goes and sits down, with Jen and Juan at like take the prosecuting table. And she's like, case closed. They're like, no, it's not even close to being closed. And basically, Donnie Blaze's lawyer is like, well, at least let him practice his livelihood until, you make a full decision or whatever, so he can continue to,
My thing is
to.
why didn't they take away his ability to, temporarily to open up portals? Because that's where the issue is. I mean, I know it's part of his livelihood to do it, but it's like
Well, it's because again,
he can still do magic. It's like, I don't know.
like I said though, it's like what Juan said is that there needs to be
Yeah.
new laws on the book. As of right now, there are no laws on the books that says that you have to officially, be certified to be a sorcerer and you have to abide by certain laws. It's all about a code of honor or, Scout's honor type of thing. It's not a
Yeah.
binding contract, which is. Juan has realized, or he's has realized for a long time, is the problem is that you can't have people like doctors. I really do think there's a lot
Oh
of
yeah.
bad blood between him and Steven that they kind of just sort of gloss over,
I'm sure there is, because it's like it's this whole like Steven like just play, like brushes him off, like saying, "Oh, you just became the Sorcerer Supreme because of the blip, it was nothing, it's stupid." But yeah,
It's like,
the actor who plays Cornelius, by the way, his name is Leon Lamar, and
okay.
he's got 46 credits on the Internet Movie Database,
Oh, wow.
including a role on Doom Patrol, a role in Black Lightning, so those are his previous comic book type appearances. But he's also been in the movie Tammy. He's been in Hunger Games: Catching Fire,
Oh,
Forces
okay.
of Nature, a lot of different things. So he seems like a pretty prolific character actor. So yeah.
I remember him in Catch Fire. So they legally the judge can't take away the sling because there are no actual laws on the books. And plus too, Kamertage is not in America, so you can't really go by American law
Yeah.
to say, oh well, this society that you've created in a completely different country, well, we don't have any I mean, at least American imperialism doesn't apply to this particular case, but like, and
Not yet.
which is rare, not yet, but yeah. But so then Donnie Blaze, and then people are saying too, like, oh well, what if Donnie Blaze is actually Johnny Blaze's brother, and his Ghost Rider is going to come in here? I'm like, oh my God. That's the other thing too, it's like people are obsessed with Mephisto and Ghost Rider being every single
And
thing. It's like, why are you
I mean,
guys
I
so
know that that we have clues in some of these shows and stuff, but people, I mean, and no offense to you, but like you reading into this little scene earlier too, but people will do that about anything. Like somebody's drinking out of a cup and it's like, oh no, that cup said 7-Eleven on the side of it, so you know what that means. That there's going to be seven characters that are going to be introduced in the next couple episodes, and then there's going to be 11 more later, and then because she was drinking coffee, you know what that means, that people are going to be wide awake, and
And then if you're wide awake,
it's just like, what the hell?
but I do
Yeah.
think my tangent will actually pay off a little bit.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying that you were reading too much into it. I'm just saying that people will read even more than you were reading into that, into the slightest thing, like somebody, oh no, they she signed that document with a blue pen and not a black pen, so you know what that means.
We're
No,
gonna
I
get.
don't know what that means. Tell
Yeah, I
me.
don't know. Like, what the fuck? I'm gonna listen to a 40-minute long video about that. But anyway, yeah, people are like, oh, so obsessed with ghosts. Because I remember too when, I mean, I genuinely think this guy was mentally ill that was on a forum I was on. So I'm not really trying to make fun of him. But like, he was like, we were t it was about people were talking about Scarlet Witch and the Multiverse of Madness, and like this guy on like everybody's comment was like talking about like the Ghost Rider, like obsessive almost, like yeah, that's why the Ghost Rider was supposed to show up, and he was supposed to take away her soul because the Ghost Rider knows like when people are about to commit evil. And like it was like that wouldn't make any sense though for the Ghost Rider to show up in a
No.
movie about sorcery.
I mean,
Like, what the
we
fuck?
already had a Ghost Rider, if you consider Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. part of the MCU. We did have Ghost
Right.
Rider on that show. It was the second Ghost Rider. It wasn't Johnny Blaze, it was
Yeah.
the Hispanic one. But I don't mean to be, you know.
You
But
know, the Hispanic, you know.
yeah.
I know what you mean.
I just watched the pilot episode of Party Down the other day, and Ron Donald on there says, "I went to the sensitivity training thing, and did you know it's okay to use the word Mexican? It's not offensive."
Like, yeah,
It's just
I
like,
love that show
I
so
know.
much.
Yeah.
I love too when he's talking about the drinks that they're called. Well, I don't want to say it, but
Oh
like,
yeah.
I
No, that
don't
was
want I don't
yeah.
want woke boy to strike again, but well,
No.
not but another woke
I don't
boy.
want you to serve those two.
But yeah, but he kept going on about the Ghost Rider, and I'm like, okay, so what? The Ghost Rider is gonna show up at Wundagore and like on his motorcycle and take his chain and take Wanda to hell. Like, what the hell are you talking about, bro? But like a lot, and I found out that a lot of people are like as obsessed or more about Ghost Rider showing up into these shows at one point as they are about Mephisto. And it's like, dude, there's been literally no hints at all. Like, why are you, for one thing, maybe it's just me
I think
personally.
what we need to do is find a very, very obscure MCU character.
And just like,
And just like every movie and TV show, just go on message boards and be like, you know,
know that,
th this is a sign that Squirrel Girl is going to show up in this next or someone.
or armless, legless man, or something like that, with a character like literally, his name was Armless, Legless Man. Like, they didn't even give him a cool name. Like, he's coming in here, man. He's really gonna, like, you know, he was in like one issue of one comic book, and
He's
that
going to
was
be
it.
the big bad for the next five movies. You know that.
Yeah, like MC, like the MCU Phase 6 is gonna be about Armless, Legless Man. He's gonna defeat Kane by just like launching himself at Kane's face, and it's gonna like break his neck because he's not gonna see it coming, and boom, he's dead. And then
And I heard he's going to be played by Keanu Reeves.
yeah, well, of course, it's gotta be Keanu Reeves, you know. Like, who else would you go for? I mean, like, but anyways. So Donnie Blaze, aka not Johnny Blaze's, aka not Ghost Rider's brother or
No.
cousin. It's just a coincidence, okay, people. And
And it
then
makes me
or
wonder if Johnny Blaze was his stage name or if his birth name. You know, because if you were born with that name, there's only like two paths you can take in life. You either become a porn star or a magician.
I mean, yeah, there's nothing else that you could be. Yeah, if your last name was Blaze, your parents have just like they've already set in the motion for your whole life. Like, congratulations, you've given your son or child like two options. Good job. But hope he picks the right one. But so he's back to, I guess you could call it work. And then simultaneously as this is going on, he's got a new volunteer, and this time it's just a truck stop, which is actually seems more dangerous for a woman
Yeah, and
than
she and
like.
she said, "I'm not gonna fall for that, because she's like my friend so and so ended up, stuck in Pomona, which is a city in
Right.
California." So it's just like he's just sending people random places.
Yeah, because he doesn't know how to control his power. That's
Yeah, because
why. And then,
he has
like,
no way to, be like, okay, I'm just gonna send you to the lobby, which would be the most logical thing, send her to the lobby of the Mystic Castle.
yeah, exactly. So that way they're not like going through like
No.
hell and like all
Yeah.
these other weird,
Or some shitty city in California.
because the thing with Donnie, so like, Yeah, exactly. So the thing with Donnie though is that I wonder if they're gonna do like maybe a redemption arc with him, because if you think about it, he was only a student for a week and he got kicked out, but he still even accidentally could send people into not just different universes, but different dimensions as well. Like his
That is, if
multiverse.
he shows up again, he might just be a case of the week sort of thing
Well,
too.
yeah, but I'm just saying, like, that's he does have some natural talent if he can do that even accidentally, because it's no easy feat to open up a portal to a actual different dimension, not
Yeah,
just
I
a
mean,
different
if Wong
universe.
trained him or something, he might be able to control it. Yeah.
But yeah, we don't know if that would happen. But anyway, so like he's doing that. There's a truck stop. She says, "I'm not gonna go through your weird fire hole." The audience thinks that's funny. And then he's like, "Fine, whatever." And then he ends up like creating a dove to fly out of some portal, and then it lands on her hand, and there's an egg there. And then the egg opens up and it's a demon. And then a bunch of demons start flying out of this portal that's not completely closed yet. Meanwhile, She-Hulk, or Jen as She-Hulk, because
Is on a date after she went through a litany of like other douchebags that wanted to go on dates with her. And
mainly
then
just because they like a novelty effect, like, oh, I'm on a date with She-Hulk, like exotic. Or I mean, it's interesting to think about, because we're kind of getting into like almost like again, woke boy strikes again here. But like, there's a reality that like some people will go out with people of different races because they find it to be like exciting and super exotic.
Or
And
they
so
go out
like,
with a or they'll go out with somebody just because they're a celebrity.
all right, yeah.
You
But I
know,
think with
yeah.
She-Hulk, it was maybe a mixture of both, of like, ooh, this is something different, like. And so like she's getting a lot of weird people, like this one guy who's flexing, like literally flexing, like saying like, oh, how much can you deadlift? And she's like, I don't know, about a ton. And he's like, oh, I just did 600 last week, and I'm not even a superhero. Like, it's like, okay.
Like that's
like
impressive.
competition. And he's like, yo, or not yo, he's like, hey, can we get someone take our order? Like, it's like, okay, this guy's super like mean and rude, to waiters, stuff like that. So it's like that didn't turn out well. And then yeah, she goes on a date with like this guy who's like super fanboy, which is kind of creepy, because he's like, I'm starting to wonder if this guy was not innocent, because he kept asking her if her skin was impenetrable. And then she's like, even to vibranium.
Yeah.
And because last week when they try to jab her with that thing, and I'm starting to wonder
He might have been a
if
member of the wrecking crew. That's what I'm
that's
wondering.
why I'm, yeah, I'm wondering if that, because even the way he sounded super excited, he's like, even vibranium, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so that's what I'm thinking about that is,
But you know,
if
I ask every woman I go out on a date with that same question.
what if their skin is impenetrable to
Yeah.
vibranium, does
It's
that
just.
get you very far on the
You'd be surprised. I'm joking.
date? And
What
then she's like, I don't know, like, did you bring some and want to test it on me? He's like, no,
the
I wish. It's like, whoa, dude, that's creepy. And but yeah, I'm thinking he's probably working for, quote, the boss, whoever that
Yeah.
is, Kingpin probably. Well, I don't know, not really, because Kingpin doesn't really, he's not in LA, is he?
No, I mean he's more like a Hell's Kitchen located,
So
but that doesn't
unless
mean
he's,
he can't, you know, hop on a plane.
yeah, I mean, he might have like clusters all over the country, whatever. And so then finally she goes on a good date by this guy who's like super nice and sensitive and just wants
And
to
he's a
like,
doctor and he's cute and
yeah, and he wants to listen to her talk, which, so far it's just been like douchebags. So she's kind of like, set kind of, like, oh my God, like an actually decent date. A guy who's
But
got
what
like
I
a
realized was interesting though is like it's cool to have somebody that'll listen to you, but if you don't know anything about them, that's a bad sign too though.
well, yeah, that is, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, like, I don't, I plus two, he's using like a typical like pickup artist like type of thing, like, because like, they'll talk about stuff like, for some reason, to punish myself, I have watched some of these videos, because like studying the manosphere is like not rewarding at all, because you just you you have to like learn the most ridiculous theories ever. But like one of the theories is like, oh well, just get a woman to talk about herself and then she'll automatically like you more. So I think that's what he was kind of going for, with that, a tactic basically, which unfortunately worked on her. But then again, she'd been on like eight different dates that were
Oh yeah,
shit. So,
she'd become desensitized and or to the
yeah,
point,
so it was a nice to
yeah.
actually, even if it was fake, at least it was a nice feeling. So they split some fries. She wants to take it to go so she can bang this dude. And just as they're about to bang, Donnie Blaze shows up to Juan's house in Camartage, says like, I need your help and blah 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 to kill these demons or whatever. Then Juan comes to Jen's apartment, which
And
again.
yeah, but he was watching now he's watching This Is Us.
Yeah, exactly. He's watching This Is Us now. And then
Yeah.
he's like crying and shit. And then yeah, Donnie Blaze shows up. Another thing too about that, so like Juan like just showing up in someone's apartment, like without knocking, like just opening a portal. Like there's a lot of boundary issues when it comes to sorcery
What
here.
I'm trying to
Like
figure out is how was Donnie Blaze able to focus on DeWong's location?
well, it could have been just a sense of like adrenaline, like the need was so important that it just that kind of thing maybe. And then or like I said, maybe he just has a natural talent that he just wasted by being an idiot and wanting to have a party instead of actually learning. So he could have actually been maybe Doctor Strange in a different timeline if he'd actually been like responsible. But like so then he's like, call my lawyer or whatever, and he's like, what? And then so they're like fighting off these demons. They can't take them on. So then Juan just shows up at Jen's apartment, right? It's she's about to make out with this dude, and it's like, bro, like you can't just like. Didn't we learn that with Vision? Like Vision wasn't allowed to just slide through doors, like, and that was awful. Like, yeah,
but
but.
to his defense, he did try calling her.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. He kept trying to
So,
call.
yeah.
And then, but then again, too, she's allowed to not answer a phone off of work. But like,
Yeah.
and then, so yeah, she's about to like bang this dude.
Not to mention
And
the fact that Wong is friends with like all of the Avengers. Why is he calling up her?
well, that's TV convenience. But
Yeah,
anyway,
I
so
know.
like, so he's like, never mind. I see what's going on. And like, I feel like your dad right now. It's like, well, wait, how do you feel like her dad? You barged into her apartment, an adult who's probably at the very least in her early 30s. Like, you've known her for
She
like
does
a
mention that she's dating in her 30s, so she's definitely in her 30s.
She's
So.
definitely, yeah, in her 30s at some point. It could be early, mid, who knows? But like, so then she's like, okay. She's like really pissed off, so she's like just crushing these demons because she's like, her date's been fucked up or whatever, And he's like, throwing them through the portals, and one of them's like trying to bite, her hand, and it's not even working at all. And like, and then she just like throws that against the wall, but that one grew after it hit the wall for some reason, so they can grow apparently really fast. And then she, holds one of them up, to the Donnie Blaze and like his
And to Cornelius.
hype man, or slash owner of the place. Like, all right, do we have an agreement? And he's like, yeah, it's fine, cease and desist. And then she tosses the which is weird though, because they were tossing some of the demons into like that frozen place, but that's still somewhere on Earth. So that means those demons are just on Earth now, like
Well, what
somewhere.
it might have been another dimension, like a frozen dimension or something like
Oh,
that.
okay,
Yeah.
gotcha. And then
But still, they're just gonna end up in another dimension, and then there's people there are gonna have to. Yeah. That
Yeah,
that's
the people who
that
live there are going to
that's
have to.
clump that's not safe.
It's not, but that maybe that's just showing again how unstable.
Unless he knows it's like some kind of like frozen Hoth like dimension where there's no animals or people living there.
Yeah, but then that means those poor demons are going to freeze to death and die without eating anything. That's like pretty cruel, but okay, like, I mean, like.
They are demons, but
Yeah,
still,
but
yeah.
they can't help being demons. That's what they are. I mean, they both like they're okay in their dimension. That's where they're supposed to be. But like, It's not their fault that they
Maybe we
got.
should do it. There should do a spin-off where one of those demons ends up in this cold place, and it's like
Nope.
Casper the Friendly Demon.
Or, you know what that was? That was actually a hint, not of Ghost Rider, but they're going to bring Hellboy into the MCU, and then one of those demons is Hellboy.
Hellboy's not a Marvel character, though,
Oh,
so.
that's right. He's not Marvel. Oh, I thought he was.
Yeah, I think he's a Dark Horse character, so yeah, it's.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I thought he was Marvel. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, well, we're going through dimensions. Why not go through
Yeah.
different companies too? And
Well,
then,
for that matter, why don't we bring in John Constantine then or something?
yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
why not? He's a good. So she gets done doing that shit, and then gets back to her day. She immediately lands on top of the dude who's reading a book called Bad Feminist, I guess, just to like again
Yeah.
maybe troll the people, like, oh, he's reading a book about feminism, type of thing. Again, this show is
Yeah.
brilliant at trolling the fans or so-called fans because they're so easily triggered. They call everyone else snowflakes, but they are the most triggered people in the universe, or at
Yeah.
least our universe. By
Bad
the way,
Feminist is an actual book.
no, I figured it was.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
it's a 2014 collection of essays by cultural critic, novelist, and professor Roxane Gay. Bad Feminist explores being a feminist while loving things that could seem at odds with feminist ideology.
I mean, well, duh. I mean, because like
Yeah.
you're a human, so like
I just
anything.
wanted to let our fans know that, if they
Well, yeah,
so
it's a real book, and
yeah.
but I'm just saying the word feminist
Oh
obviously would
yeah.
trigger. That's probably what they were going for, as well as, or like a double kind of point. But like, but again, it's like, you're human. Like, for example, like, I'm a socialist. That's the economy I think makes most
Yeah.
logical sense. Capitalism has destroyed the world. And but the thing is, though, I like some of the things that have come out of capitalism. Like, as a human being, you can have an ideology, but like your entire life is not going to be like 100% like in a line with that thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, unless you're just like a total fanatic, and then at that point you're not going to really have any friends or any family or anything like that because they
Well, I
just
mean,
can't stand.
it's like I can't deny the fact that even though there's a fucking Confederate flag on the car when I was a kid, I liked the Dukes of Hazzard. So, I'm just saying
That's what I'm
things.
saying, exactly.
Yeah,
So
it's like.
he's reading Bad Feminist, waiting for Jen to get back from whatever. Again, the people in this universe are just totally unfazed by any of this shit because they're so used to it. It's like, all right, oh, a portal opened up. Sure, go ahead. I'll just wait here while you kill demons or whatever. It's normal, And then she lands on top of him. She carries him to bed because she's like super big and shit, and then of course I bet you the people are, those fans are pissed. Oh yeah, because she's super big and she's carrying the man and she's a woman, so she's the dominant in the relationship, whatever type of thing. So they bang, and then next morning, she's super happy and stuff. She makes breakfast. The dude's like kind of taken aback that she's in like her human regular form, and like just ditches her because of that. Like, he just expected her to just stay in She-Hulk form, I guess,
Which
or
I think is
whatever.
very much a metaphor for the fact that way some men react to women if they're not wearing makeup.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's like it, and so it's like, and then she's like, oh well, the hot doctor cliche is pretty overdone, or what, something like
Yeah.
that. Like, kind of takes it in stride, which, I would still be kind of wounded or felt pissed off about something
Oh,
like
yeah.
that. Wait, so you only wanted to fuck the She-Hulk version, not the, regular human version or whatever,
Yeah.
It's just whatever. And then and like I said, like some people have like a fetish about certain things where they just, something seems exotic to them or whatever. They just want to go get it out of their system and then bail, which is like pretty shitty, but whatever. That's what people are, basically shitty. But like, and then so then she gets a knock on the door. She thinks it's him again. And then, have I been talking this entire episode?
Oh no, that's
It's
fine. I'm
a...
glad. I'm glad because you seem to know more about what happened than I did. But
Okay.
anyways, I can take over if you want.
Yeah,
Basically,
sure.
here at the end, we have a process server at the door who gives her a whatever you call it, a document saying that she's going to be sued because Titania has trademarked the name She-Hulk. Yeah. I'm not going to get into that legally wise, but okay, so I guess you can trade okay. I don't think you can trademark a name.
Well, because it's not a real name though, it's a title. Like
yeah,
nobody's
named She-Hulk. But maybe you can but my main thing with it is like I'm pretty sure that a trademark applies to like a logo, not a name. So like but it can apply to like a company name, I guess you can apply it because like or like a title for certain things you can. So I guess you can probably trademark it because it's a title and not a name.
Because
I think you can, I think like something like Star Wars is like, or Marvel or DC are like sort of trademarked. Like I couldn't start my own comic book company called DC, but like, if I wanted to start like, you know, DC, you know, air conditioning and heating repair, I could.
Right, because it's got nothing to do with... Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's a different industry or whatever. Plus, too, because didn't Gene Simmons from KISS, or is this just like a tall tale where...
He did copyright the word OJ.
Okay, so that's
in reference to any kind of sales or marketing used in relation to orange juice.
But you notice,
obviously he can't, like, you know, demand money from O.J. Simpson for use of his own name. You know, I mean, like, you know, not to say that O.J. Simpson deserves any kind of concessions in the world, but I'm just saying that, you know, for that, it is his name. So,
right. But the answer you notice, though, after he did that, everyone stopped referring to orange juice as O.J. So it's like, what did he really win out of this? Yeah. Like, just people stop
using
it. That's
like Pat Robertson, the basketball coach guy.
Oh, Pat, I don't know.
Pat Daly? Okay. Pat, I don't know. One of these Pat guys, he trademarked the term three-peat in relation to, you know, winning three titles back to back. So
gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
but they're different things like that. Anyways, but now I guess we're gonna find out probably next week. I'm hoping Titania comes back so we can see some more Jamila Jamil, one of the most beautiful creatures on the planet. Sorry, I don't mean to call her a creature. one of the most beautiful women on the planet.
Woke boy strikes again.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Well, that reminds me though, because when he was on the date, he's like, "What a specimen you are." And she's like, "Did you just call me a specimen?"
Yeah, I know.
It's a compliment. Like, you know.
But yeah, no, I didn't mean creature in a bad way. But
Woke boy slash common sense is your sidekick. So common sense will give you a break for that one.
Thank you, sir.
Because you know, we all keep up, you know.
Yeah.
So
but Jamila Jamil is one of the most beautiful and smart and intelligent women on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, what?
Yeah.
You know, it's
so,
an objective.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Objective opinion, yeah.
Yes. but my opinion is the only opinion that matters, damn it. No, I'm joking.
Yeah. We do have a cool tag, though, because, like, oh, what a bummer way to end the episode. I bet there's a fun tag at the end or whatever.
Yeah.
So tell us what the tag is.
It's, we get a tag where Madison and Wongers are sitting there watching This Is Us and crying and stuff, and then also talking about different types of alcohol. And then she wants to drink yak milk.
Yeah, she's like, "Ever drink vodka straight?" He's like, "Oh, we had some with yak milk." It's like, "I wouldn't recommend it or try it." Like, "I want to try some of that." It's like, "Well, I think we have some left over from the wedding." We don't know what wedding he's referring to. And he's like, "What's your favorite drink?" And he's like, "Gin and tonic." He's like, Wongers. Like, I
Yeah.
don't know if they have bottomless gin and tonics, but we'll find one. But didn't, maybe it's just my eyes, but like, didn't the way, like, she like had a hoodie and stuff, didn't she kind of look a little bit like Wanda when she was sitting there? Or is that just like my eyes? Like,
Just your eyes. I mean, it wasn't her. I mean, it was like,
no, it wasn't her. I just meant like made to look like her, kind of like in a hoodie. I don't know. To me,
I don't know.
there, I don't know. To me, it looked a little bit like
She
not
did.
saying that they actually had Wanda there or anything like that, but like
Yeah, no, it just
that
looked
they're
like, in my opinion, it just looked like Madison in a hoodie. So
okay.
I don't
Maybe
know.
Madison the hoodie looks like Wanda to me. I don't know. And
Yeah.
then like, yeah, they're watching this. This is us.
Yeah.
And then because she spoiled, well, she didn't spoil anything on that show, which is
No, she just
interesting.
spoiled the. I think what ended up happening was is that he got too spoiled. Like he didn't want to finish watching Sopranos because he knew what was going to happen, so he started a new show to binge.
Right.
Yeah,
But
that's my
so
guess.
anyway, so I'm really hoping that like this is gonna become like a sort of like a lifelong friendship between the two of
Oh
them,
yeah.
because like Noah's like he lives alone. Steven is gone and trying to correct some incursion that he created, and then so like he's and then pretty much all of his friends died because Wanda killed them, and
Yeah.
then like and he's got students now, but supposedly, yeah, so I guess technically he's still teaching
Yeah, but I mean,
this
you know,
time.
maybe a romance will develop. Who knows? Or they're just good friends, you know? I mean, it could be
I
cool.
mean, I think it'd just be a friendship because she's
Yeah.
kind of big, but
But
like, and
it, you know, it's your good binging Hulu or Peacock friend, you know what I mean? Like you're just gonna,
yeah, totally.
yeah.
And I mean, that's, and I like that though. I like,
Yeah.
and I know, and again, trolling the, sorry, that was just me charging my phone. It was getting kind of
Oh,
low.
didn't even hear it.
So
So
if you
yeah.
heard like a weird,
No.
if you heard like a vibration sound, that's what that was. But plus again trolling, some of the people like, oh, like it's a male female friendship, like you're not even
Oh
gonna
yeah.
bang each other, like, oh, because the feminists just they want people, they want women and men just to be friends, and the men to just like submit to like not being able to fuck them.
Oh yeah.
Because that's like the like universal right of a male is to like screw a female. So like if he's not allowed to do that and just be their friend, like,
Yeah.
ooh, it's like, you guys, I'm sorry, but like
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Hopefully they won't read that into this.
well, they will. I know they will, because they
Yeah,
do about
but
every show.
I've decided to stop reading like a lot of the comments on this show just because it started to piss me off.
Well, I don't read any of them. I'm just saying I
No, no,
know.
no, but
I'm just
I get them. I mean, what I'm saying is that I'm hoping that people maybe wise up and stop doing this, but I doubt it. But yeah.
Gamergate slash comic gate has been going on for like 10 years at this
Oh
point. It's
yeah,
not
and
slowed down
no,
for
it's
another
not gonna go
20.
anywhere, but I mean,
Yeah.
hopefully. I just pray it will.
I'll just keep praying. Maybe it'll work,
Yeah.
get your, allow a pause going on or whatever.
Yeah.
Just do that shit real tight, and get it out into the universe or whatever. But
It'll happen. Anyway, so any final
this was a
thought?
long episode, man.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We should probably wrap things up here because we're running at like an hour and a half now.
Oh
And
my God,
yeah, so this is
Jesus.
like three times as long as the episode that we're talking about. So
Then the last time we did two episodes in a row and it
and
was less
it was
time.
less time than this. So
This episode had a lot going on
oh
though
yeah.
too. So
Anyways, if you're still with us, folks, please go to all2real2.com. Everything's there. All of our social media, our ways to buy shit. Help us out, you know. Right now, if you are still listening, I released a classic episode this week. We released one of an interview with Ernie O'Donnell, who people will know from as Rick Darris from the Clerks universe. A role that he's going to be reprising in Clerks 3, which comes out very soon.
Yes.
Thought
Which
that
we
would,
will be reviewing.
yeah, we will be reviewing that. So I thought it would be appropriate to release that interview again, so people can find out stuff about Ernie. Check it out, please. Share the show with your friends. Go and, find a random person on the street and say, "Hey, listen to All Too Real 2, or I'm gonna shoot you." And then, no,
Whoa.
wait, don't say that.
Yeah.
I think I went too far there, didn't I?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that's
You
where
might get.
common sense has to back me up and make sure I
Yeah.
don't go too far. Anyway, so just
Definitely.
remember that this is we do this for the fun and for free, so if you want to keep it that way, support us and it'll help us out. Also, be good to each other. If you dislike something, you don't have to tell people. Online,
Or
you know. You
you
can.
can, but you can be respectful about it
Yeah,
too, and then
you don't have to, think the world is ending because there's a TV show you don't like. Also, just remember that Sesame and I love you. And until next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.